always here. Vast terrors concealed by this costume party of flowers and birds. Children playing in the garden, only the leaves left tell the truth. They rustle darkly, then fall silent. As if listening to a dragonfly, you may know a lot more of the invisible. Why would its wings be so translucent in the light, so swift to take flight, one scarcely notices? It's been here. the shadows know something about it, the way they come and go, as if paying a visit to another world. They do before hurrying back to us. Just today, I was admiring the one I cast as I walked alone down the street, and was about to engage it in conversation on this very topic when it took leave of me suddenly. Shadow, I said, what message will you bring back to me? Dark ambiguities I can't even begin to imagine, as I make my slow way in the midday sun. After hours, with no one to ask for directions. Among the hundreds of doors all lacking information. What sort of business? What sort of drudgery goes on inside those other poorly lit rooms? Some detective agency that'll find God. For a small fee, some company ready to insure you should one day, despite the promises of your parish priest, you turn up in hell. Shut off the lamp, there they are again. The two dead people you called your parents. Oh, Saucer of small change that wouldn't open any lock. The used condom you found in church, a lame crow your neighbor kept. That fly you once tortured, a rock you threw at your best friend. The pig that let out a scream as the knife touched its throat.
Thank you.
tell stories about a blind old man who rolled dice on the sidewalk and made children in the neighborhood. You tell him what number came up. When they were away at school, he had yet anyone whose steps he heard. The main man making his rounds, the undertaker loading a coffin in the death wagon. You too, mister, if you happen to come along. People here still tell stories about a blind old man. Old dice on the sidewalk and paid children in the neighborhood to tell him what number came up. When they were away at school, he'd ask anyone whose steps he heard. The mailman making his rounds, the undertaker's loading a coffin in the black wagon. And you too, mister, should you happen to come along. hidden from view. Night you took me on a baby tour of the empty town library. I could hardly keep up as you darted along the rows of books. Dear Miss Russell, whispering their names, pointing out the ones I ought to read. forgetting all about me, pulling a light cord and leaving me in the dark to grope for a book among the shelves. Surely the wrong one. As I was soon to learn, at the checkout desk, under your pitying gaze that followed me into the street, where I dared not stop to see what I held in my hand. Until I had rounded the corner, cigar box full of keys in a roadside junk shop. The one I held on to a long time before I let it slip through my fingers. Most likely when it was still in use, the reclusive author of the minister's black veil was still cooped up in his mother's house in Salem. It opened a small drawer with a stack of yellowed letters in a dresser with a mirror that gave back a pale face with a pair of feverish eyes in a room with a view of black leafless trees and red clouds hurrying at sunset, where soon tears fell, causing the key to go rusty. Bethany. Is it true what they say, that everything that is beautiful, even for one fleeting moment, be descends to you, never to be turned? Dressmaker painting a red dress in a store window, old man walking your prickly old door. Even you little children, oh, holding hands as you cross the busy street with your teacher. What do you have for us today? With the sky darkening so early,
as he walks by.
must have been a professor of philosophy. In previous life, who despite changed circumstances still opens his from time to time, as if to address his adoring students, and seeing nothing but snow, looks up puzzled at one of the dark windows.
In no